We had our yearly Williams and Keepers financial audit, and they said that the city was in outstanding colors. And thanks to Bruce and Roger and Vicky, we have a our 30-year consecutive year award for excellence in doing our financial reports. So that's quite a achievement.
Yes, very nice achievement. And of course, everybody liking to hear that all of the records are in order. And so from the work session, you go right into the city council meeting. Tell us a little bit about what happened during the council meeting.
Well, we agreed to sign on Bartlett and West, an engineering firm. And then we also agreed to have the professional service group with the engineering surveying services, and they are backup in case that Bartlett and West can't do it or are tied up on another project. It's always good to have your backups in line, and they showed up for the meeting last night, and it was nice to meet them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice people.
Very good, very good. Another resolution was signed last night as well.
We bought a sump. We had the two resolutions, the two engineering services, but that was the only.
Those were the only resolutions.
Those were resolutions. Yes.
I got a little confused. I was reading over the agenda, but actually there was also a staff report about a purchase, a duplex sump pump system for the wastewater treatment plant. Right.
Yes, it's like a. It's like a sump pump on steroids.
Okay.
It pumps up 20-foot, and I think it's got a 8 or 10-inch line on it. And it takes all the sludge from when the sludge comes to the sewer treatment plant, it pumps it up to the top, and it goes down through the filtration to make it back to where it's not sludge anymore.
It sounds fancy to me, but if it works, then that's the main thing.
It's something we have to have, so yes.
Right on. Any other big news coming out of the council? Any upcoming projects or anything that that you're looking at specifically?
Well, next month we're going to have our 6 o'clock meeting with Russell Runninger, Economic Development Director, and he's going to have some. He's hopefully has some great news for us. We'll find out next month.
Okay.
But everything else went just fine. We did discuss no parking on Jackson Street.
Mm-hmm.
We had a man that came up early and wanted to know if we could make it park you on both sides. And Drew went and looked at the street and measured it, and the street's so narrow that one side is all we can park on.
Okay.
And sometimes, trying to get a fire truck and an ambulance, one car is too many. So we opted to just let that die.
Let it stay where it is, you will.
Yes.
All right. So the next city council meeting coming up here in a couple of weeks, February, I guess, will be the next one?
Yes.
Yep.
Be the second Monday of February.
Second Monday of February. All right. Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate you getting up and coming into to the station this morning. The coffee pot gets set for, what'd you say, 7 o'clock now?
I went from 6 to 7.
Went from 6 to 7. So
your whole life changes when you retire.
Yeah.
It's just everything you ever heard about retirement is better than that.
Man, I hope to get there someday. Listen, Mr. Nichols, I appreciate you stopping by. Thank you for the update this morning.
Matt, thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.